You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Now we pick up with regards to the story of the banding of the niqab, or what is the background to that story, and this is in the Maldives. We're joined on the line by Aisha Hussain Rashid, live from the Maldives. Welcome the sister to the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We appreciate you taking out the time to chat to us and making yourself available, Sister Aisha. Perhaps you could begin by telling us, there seems to be misunderstanding with regards to the Maldives niqab ban. Please tell us where the ban falls into place and what is the actual story here?
What actually is going on is that it's not a full niqab ban as such, but the government, particularly the Ministry of Education, has informed some teachers who are wearing niqab in some islands that they will not be allowed to go do their jobs with the niqab, and they have given reference to the regulation on the conduct of civil servants. So only as far as what we have now, it's that only the Ministry of Education has taken any act on this particular regulation, and with regard to the regulation itself, there are a lot of debates on whether the regulation in itself is banning niqab, because the regulation says that civil servants must be identifiable, must be dressed in a way that they will not be unidentifiable by the people who are receiving service. And there is a clause within the civil service regulation that says that stipulates what kind of clothing will not be allowed, and that is the clause does not have the niqab among the list of clothing that will not be allowed. So there is a debate going on among people who are concerned about this issue, whether the regulation actually even bans niqab. But as it stands now, the Ministry of Education has removed, I believe, two teachers in Alifalif Atoll, two islands in Alifalif Atoll. Two teachers have been removed from their positions because of their refusal to remove their niqab in the schools.
Yes, so when you say they've been removed, does that mean they've been fired, and that is simply because of them wearing the niqab to work?
Well, one person has been put on suspension. The other person has left her job because she was given basically an ultimatum whether to remove the niqab or continue with her work with the niqab on. So one person has been removed from the job, yes.
Are there any advocacy groups fighting to have these freedoms of religion, the rights returned?
Well, that's interesting sort of development here. There are advocacy groups that fight for human rights, and one such group has actually, Maldives Democracy Network, has actually released a press statement in support of the government decision to take action against the teachers. And this is quite disturbing in itself and very symptomatic of the divide between sort of secularist advocacy groups and how they deal with the freedom of religion for more conservative parts of the society. So this is very symptomatic in that, and the press statement itself is very problematic in that it actually encourages other government institutions to follow the example set by the Ministry of Education, and it sort of treats the Maldives civil service regulation like a human rights instrument rather than a sort of law that has to abide by other human rights instruments. So it's very interesting considering that there was a small group of people who recently had a women's march following the women's march, the global women's marches. And after that, it's very interesting that a human rights advocacy group is coming out and saying that they support the dismissal of teachers for basically following what they believe is according to their religion. Yeah.
Yes. So, in the broader context of things, is this only targeting the niqab, or what's the condition of Muslims in Maldives? Are they facing challenges? What are some of the challenges that Muslims in the Maldives face?
Well, one important thing to remember is that by law, Maldives is declared to be 100% Muslim country. That being said, there has been a lot of restrictions from the part of the government on how people will practice Islam. So recently there have been incidents where customs officers have been removed they were taken action against. They weren't exactly removed from the positions they were in, but disciplinary action was taken against them for the length of their beards or the length of their trousers, saying that it doesn't comply with the uniform, the customs uniform. And also, there have been incidents where generally women in niqab get harassed and things like that on the street. But that's getting harassed for women in particular is a regular thing, I think. Women don't generally feel very safe on the streets as it is. However, the government has been cracking down on religious scholars who don't necessarily align with their political views. Even recently, there was a respected sheikh who was banned from giving Friday sermons in mosques as well. So crackdowns have been happening, and considering that we have seen previously, before 2008, a lot of crackdowns on religious people, this may be the start of something even more dangerous.
Yes, we certainly hope that will not be the case. We hope that things will settle down and that all freedoms will be restored. Sister Aisha, we appreciate your time on Radio Islam. Jazakumullah khair for chatting to us.
Thank you very much.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Aisha Hussain Rashid, seen as from the Maldives, 100% Muslim country, yet there has been restrictions that have been placed on the practicing of the deen of Islam. And it makes us appreciate South Africa more, the fact that we have a secular country, yet there is no restrictions in terms of wearing the beard and observing the niqab.